Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, next Tuesday, there will be a total solar eclipse, but it won't be visible in the U.S., only South America and some regions in the Pacific. Paul Maley will be at sea to watch. He's an astronomer who hosts guided eclipse tours with the Ring of Fire expeditions. I spoke with him just before he departed from Tahiti yesterday.
I have a group of 146 people. We're boarding the Windstar Wind Spirit, and we're headed for an area about 250 kilometers southeast of a small atoll called Ahurai, which is about 5 days' journey from Tahiti by ship.
And you're going to be in the path of totality, right, for the eclipse?
That's our plan.
Okay. And I assume in that part of the world at this time of year, you're not going to have to deal with any possible cloud cover?
Well, you never know about that. This is a tropical area. So, yeah, we'll probably have to deal with seas and cloud cover to some extent. And because there are no reporting stations in that area, we're having to take our chances using weather models and satellite real-time data.
And who are these people that are willing to travel all the way across the globe to see an eclipse?
Many of them are experienced eclipse chasers, but predominantly the majority right now were excited enough after the big eclipse in the United States in August of 2017. So this will be their second eclipse.
And I understand that you have seen a lot more than two eclipses in your life.
Yes, I've been observing eclipses ever since I can remember. This will be my 74th.
And are they different from each other? Do you distinguish?
Oh, yeah, right. Some are partial eclipses where the sun is only partially blocked by the moon's light. Others are total eclipses like we had in the U.S. 2 years ago. And then still others are called annular eclipses when the moon is at its farthest distance from the moon and you see a ring of light around the moon during central eclipse.
What are you expecting with this one?
Well, this one we hope will be completely total. The moon should blot out the sun for approximately 2 minutes and 25 seconds.
How much of a difference does it make to see an eclipse when you're in the middle of the ocean as opposed to on land?
Well, you're dealing with an open sea. You don't have air pollution. You don't have thousands of people around you like we did in the United States in 2017. You have the sky, which is completely open, and it's completely different. You have the wind blowing, the ship is moving. You really see something a little bit different than what you would see on land. But overall, the sun is blotted out. We'll have at least one or two bright planets that will be visible to the naked eye, and perhaps a couple of stars if we're lucky. And at the central time of the eclipse, we may be able to see a ring of light all around the horizon, which indicates the area far off in the distance where the eclipse is not total.
Well, and the eclipses that I can remember in my lifetime, and I think I've only seen two total eclipses of the sun, but I remember that all of the leaves on the trees, the shadows on the ground, you could see the eclipse in the shadows of the leaves, which you obviously won't be able to do on a ship.
No, what you say is exactly correct. During the partial phases of the eclipse leading up to totality, depending on the kind of trees that you're around, those leaves will allow light to fall onto the ground in the form of solar crescent images. Mm-hmm. So you can see many of those on the ground, but they are not observed at all eclipses because of the types of trees where people are standing.
So how long have you been leading these tours?
Since 1970, actually. That was my first one. I was actually born the day after a total eclipse of the sun, so
oh,
that
wow.
may have something to do with my interest. I don't know.
Well, and what is it like to be there with people on the ship, probably some of whom have not seen so many total eclipses of the sun in their lives?
Well, we get a lot of interesting reactions. We've had people hyperventilate, where they've had to use a paper bag to try to calm themselves down. We get people who generally, are so emotional that tears come streaming down their faces, and they just have these extremely exotic reactions in the sense that it's life-changing for many of them. We've had people literally become eclipse chasers after their first eclipse. That's how dramatic it can be.
What's your favorite eclipse you've ever seen?
Well, that's hard to say because I've seen so many, but we had one in Turkey in 1999 where the temperature was 110 degrees when we first started out, and the temperature dropped to about 78 during the middle of the eclipse, and we had armored personnel carriers and police surrounding us because of the guerrilla activity in the part of Turkey where we had set up our sites. So overall, it was extremely successful, but a little bit, you know, stressful due to this political tension that was going on in the area. But it was a great time and again, a success.
That's Paul Maley, who is an astronomer who is guiding an eclipse tour down into the South Pacific right now to see the eclipse, the total solar eclipse on July the 2nd. Thanks so much and have a great time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And by the way, the next solar eclipse that will be visible in North America will be on June 10th, 2021.